Hello and welcome to Community Focus. I'm Clinton Whedon. Today, our guest is Laureen Miller, the Executive Director of the Center for Creative Living in Lawton. She's with us to talk about the center's activities and some of its upcoming events. Laureen, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you, Clint. Thanks for having me.
Tell me about the Center for Creative Living. What sort of programming do you have for the people who come to participate in the center's activities?
Absolutely. We're open every day, Monday through Friday, from 8 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. And we serve senior citizens. We serve a little over 600 senior citizens a month through the facility there. And we have all different kinds of events throughout the day and throughout the week. We have exercise groups every day. On Thursdays, our quilters are there. They do quilting. We have grief support groups. We have a variety of bridge and domino groups. There's all different kinds of bridge lessons and groups, and same with dominoes. We have people that meet, you know, on a weekly basis, like Friday nights. Our square dancers meet on Friday nights, and defensive driving, they meet once a week. And defensive driving is given through AARP, and so it's a class where you could very possibly get a discount on your insurance. One of the attorneys gives legal advice to our seniors once a month, and we also have a quarterly newsletter we mail out. So if anybody would like a newsletter, they can certainly contact us, and we'd love to circulate that newsletter to as many people as possible. We have all kinds of fundraisers, you know, through the months and through the year, because we are a nonprofit organization. We have no way to generate our own income, so we're always trying to find a fundraiser. And Cameron actually helps us so much with different fundraisers and different endeavors.
So given the various activities and endeavors that the center promotes, what's the average age of your participants? You know, what do your demographics look like at the center?
Our demographics at the center, well, we serve as the city of Lawton State's 55 and older. However, we don't have a whole lot of 55-year-olds that come in to use the center. We did a survey. We do a survey every year, and our mean age at the center is, I believe it was about 75 to 85 years old. So we're not serving, you know, a 65 or 55-year-old person, a senior citizen, or somebody who's just retired at 65 years old. We're serving our greatest generation there.
We've talked about some of the more regular activities at the center, but you also put on some big events, and one of those is coming up on May 19th, the Senior Health and Wellness Expo. What's on tap for this?
Oh my gosh, it's just going to be amazing. During the day from 9 to 4, we're going to be doing a whole lot of stuff. This is a free event for senior citizens. They do not pay for breakfast. They don't pay for lunch. We're going to have door prizes all day long. We'll have lunch from 12 to 1. During lunch, we're going to have a speaker. We have speakers lined up throughout the day. Fire marshal's going to be there talking about fire safety in the home. The chief of police is going to be there talking about senior safety. The American Red Cross is going to be there talking about disaster preparedness. Mayor Fitch is going to close up the day for us. He's going to give us a little talk, you know, in the afternoon. We're going to have an entire day full of health and wellness topics and education for our local seniors. The auditorium can seat up to 200 people. So we're expecting to have 200 senior citizens there. And another event we're having, we've partnered with the City of Lawton's Animal Welfare Division, and we're providing a free pet health fair at the same time. So that means that somebody can pull up with their little pet and hand off their pet to a veterinarian. We have a volunteer veterinarian there, and they'll take the pet, and then the senior citizen can go park, you know, and then they can come in and enjoy their health and wellness expo. But while they're at the expo during the day, right outside, their pets will be getting their health expo. So we're really excited about the pet health fair. And again, it's free to our senior citizens.
Is this the first time the center has held an expo like this?
We did a small one at the center, but our banquet hall, it doesn't hold a whole lot of people. So it was just a smaller scale one. But yes, we have done one. We decided this year to do this at the Great Plains Technology Center. because it'll hold more people. And of course, they gave us their auditorium for free.
So what brought about the decision to have this kind of event, this expo, on top of all the center's other activities and programs?
One of the reasons we are doing this kind of an event is because of the things that our senior citizens face on a daily basis. And a lot of people don't think of those because they're not a senior citizen. And so they don't understand, you know, that a senior citizen may not be able to afford their blood pressure medicine or their medicine for their rheumatoid arthritis, which is now like $350 a month or more. Senior citizens don't make that kind of money. So they have to make a decision at that point whether they want to take that medicine that's prescribed to help with their rheumatoid arthritis or if they want to sell their car. This is reality, and it happens to our senior citizens all the time. Another reason we're having something like this is because in the emergency room, the most ER visits by senior citizens is because of falls. So if I can educate one person or one senior citizen to keep a nightlight in the hallway at nighttime and was able to prevent one fall, then we've done our job at the senior center.
Unfortunately, we are starting to run short of time. So as we wrap up, is there anything else you'd like to let our listeners know today?
Just come out to the health and wellness fair, because not only is it going to be educational and it's going to be free, we're having door prizes all day long. It will be fun also.
Laureen Miller, Executive Director of the Center for Creative Living, thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Clint.
The Senior Health and Wellness Expo presented by the Center for Creative Living will be held May 19th from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. in Worley Auditorium at Great Plains Technology Center in Lawton. Breakfast will be served at 8:30 a.m. This is a free event for senior citizens planning to attend. In conjunction with this event, there will also be a pet health fair led by Lawton Animal Welfare, which is also free for seniors. For more information about the Health and Wellness Expo, contact the Center for Creative Living at 580-248-0471. And for more information about the pet health fair, contact Lawton Animal Welfare at 580-291-6641. That does it for this week's program. Community Focus is a production of KCCU, a service of Cameron University. For more information about the program, visit us online at kccu.org. Thanks for joining me this week. Until next time, I'm Clinton Whedon.